This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 27th, God's word for you today is two things. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7. And it says, since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. How can my life give thanks to God? By singing from my heart, by thanking God in prayer, by telling others the good news. Fourthly, by giving an offering back to God. Thanks and giving go together. That is why it is called thanksgiving. Psalm 50 verse 14 says, give an offering to show your thanks to God. Give him what you promised. Give an offering to show your thanks to God from your heart. Deuteronomy 16 verse 10 says, celebrate the harvest festival to honor the Lord your God by bringing him a freewill offering in proportion to the blessing he has given you. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, this is October. How should you give to God? The Bible says in proportion to how he has blessed you. So I should give to God in a way that God will look at what I am giving and say, grateful child. If you give to God, should God look at what you are giving and say, who is he deceiving? God is saying that our giving has to be in proportion to how he has blessed us. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 11 to 12 says, yes, you will be enriched so that you can give even more generously. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out in thanksgiving to God. So, two good things will happen. The needs of others will be met by your offering, and then they will express their thanksgiving to God too. There are only two things that will last forever on earth, the word of God and the souls of men. Every other thing will perish. And God has designed things in such a way that giving impacts those two things. When you give, the word of God prospers and the souls of men are impacted. There is nothing else that will last. I heard of someone who insisted that they bury him in his Mercedes Benz. Some people insist that they should be buried with all their gold. When they are buried, you can imagine what will happen. The truth is that you and I brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can take nothing out. The other thing you can take out is the things you have used to impact the word of God and the souls of men. They are the only things you can take out. These are the only eternal things. How can my life give thanks to God? By serving him with the abilities he has given me. Hebrews 12 verse 28 says, let us please God by serving him with thankful heart. Do you have any time in your week that you serve God by serving people in the name of Jesus? If you do not, you need to, and a very good place to start is in church. There are other places, of course. Start serving. Show your gratitude to God by serving him with the abilities he has given you. Do not just say thanks or say you are grateful. You should show it by serving God with a grateful heart. Let us pray. Father, I pray that my life will consistently give you thanks. Help me impact the advancement of the word and the souls of men through my giving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.